we're going to talk about a worrying sociological problem, that of teenage smoking. Although the trends show that smoking by adults has been declining steadily over the past few decades, the percentage of teenagers who smoke only started to drop in the late 1990s. In fact, the current statistics on this are really quite alarming, because at present the rate of teenagers who smoke is nearly 50% greater than the rate for adult smokers.
Teenagers are more prone to pressure from their friends, peer pressure, and so, of course, they want to fit in with their social group, and smoking is one way to do that. The increase in the use of things like the internet, and with a lot of parents working long hours, kids feel a bit alienated. He's just going to feel alone and not connected to anybody else but his friends. And then, of course, he's more susceptible to fall into the trap of smoking because of peer pressure.
But, you know, peer pressure has always existed from time immemorial. In fact, recent research shows that the rise in teenage smoking in the 1990s primarily took place in the youth from more affluent families. You know, parents are working and earning good incomes. So, of course, children were not from disadvantaged homes, as some sociologists would like us to believe, quite the opposite. The most striking and precipitous rise was in teenagers from the most financially advantageous backgrounds. And we know that because of various lawsuits against the major tobacco companies. The price of cigarettes actually declined sharply in the 1990s, which of course added fuel to the fire that was already burning in this area socially. What I mean is, paradoxically, these teenagers from well-off families and could have afforded to pay the higher prices, yet contrary to these market forces, the price of tobacco products was reduced during this time. Okay, so from this we can surmise that the price doesn't really appear to be a factor in smoking by teens. Probably this is because teenagers often view themselves as experimental smokers.
They see their own smoking behavior as an experiment. So what that implies is, well, these kids think they're just trying it out, so they aren't necessarily going to do it. I mean, smoke for their lifetime. They just view it as something they can try and then stop later. Quitting smoking is an extremely difficult thing to do. It can be even tougher than beating drug addiction, because the nicotine in cigarettes is very highly addictive itself.
A recent study on high school students showed that 56% of all the students who smoked predicted that they would not still be smokers after 5 years of graduation. But when the data was gathered for 5 years later, only 31% of them had actually quit smoking.
Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. Question 1. What is the main idea of the discussion? Question 2. Besides peer pressure, what reason is given for the increase in teenage smoking? Question 3. From the report, what can be inferred about lawsuits against tobacco companies? Question 4. What is the outcome of teenage experimental smoking? Question 5. How does the speaker support his comments about experimental smoking?